in the Thames project, people cannot actually touch it. I mean, they're passing with a boat. So you have to work only through the eyes and perhaps through the fact that they are in the water.
Yes, well, people could actually get off a boat and go and touch it if the boat was small enough to do that. But, I mean, when you're at sea in a boat, you often pass structures that are man-made, such as buoys, navigational buoys, and you pass them very closely in your boat. But because they sit there in water and appear not to have any human presence on them, almost as though a human being has never actually been there, they have their own sort of mystery. And although I've often passed close to buoys on my boat and stopped the boat, I've never actually climbed onto one. There's something about its presence in water that has a strange sort of alienation. And likewise, I think the jetties that stick out in the river, I mean, they're marvellous architectural structures in themselves. They somehow sort of resist, or even if one does go in and climb amongst them or whatever, there's always that feeling that they belong to some other kind of world. For a start, they're going to be covered with water if you go onto them at low water, for example, low tide. Things coming out of water in that way have their own sort of presence that they wouldn't have if they were put into a normal landscape, or if they wouldn't, or if they were put into, say, a gallery space or an interior space. In other words, every space has its own mood, and one does have to deal with that mood. And in this case, the mood, as I said, with tidal action, is a changing one. And that was determined.
If you could compare the Thames with a space, a real space, like a gallery space, then the fact that you are on the water, you are part of the space where the sculpture is. The fact that you see the sculpture is that, as far as you see it, is the space where the sculpture is built in.
Sorry, I don't quite understand.
No, exactly.
That's quite an interesting point, because you were talking about the space of being on the water and the space of being on land. Something that I was continuously aware of when I used to go around in my boat was the fact that walking up a river on the river edge and looking at the river was a totally different experience from being on the river in a boat, although you're more or less in the same area. This is particularly true, say, with London, a big city. When I used to get off my boat in the morning and walk up the jetty, I was suddenly in the space of business and movement and traffic, whatever. Just walking down onto the boat, you were involved in a totally different, really, it's a sort of a mood, emotional thing. The space is a sort of mood, emotional thing. I mean, it's just as mysterious being on land as it is being on water. I suppose the fact that we can survive easier by being on land makes us feel more sympathy with it. But then, why do you have seamen who go to sea for most of their lives? They must feel they must feel much closer to water than somebody who lives on land who wouldn't want to be at sea. I mean, but then, isn't it something like 4/5 of the world is covered by water? There's some,
yeah.
You might check up on that.